Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to testify. Hallelujah. I became Christian censor in 1992, and I really fell in love with Jesus after I went to church a few times. And I wanted to give every my being to Him the rest of my life. And I want to speak briefly about a book called Heavenly Story. The Lord Jesus Himself took me to heaven 17 times with my transformed body, like when I was 15 or 16 years old. Before this, He prepared everything step by step. 1994, He anointed me, my entire body, with holy fire. Then about a month later, He showed me with His visible presence at the church during worship service. Then, 1995, Easter Sunday, He anointed me with a shaking body. And ever since, my body shakes at the church during my prayer time. You see, my body is moving back and forth right now. If I don't do this, my stomach gets very tight. And it feels like exploding. That's why I'm moving back and forth. So please don't think anything wrong with my body. That's the Holy Spirit doing this. Because I am talking about Jesus. That's why. And then, after this, He baptized me with the Holy Spirit. With the new tongues, heavenly songs, holy laughter. And I was so anointed for 3 hours, and I was on the floor. I couldn't get up because it was too powerful. After that, 3 months later, Pastor Larry Randolph, he prophesied for me. That he told me that God wants to use me in such a special way. And all His prophetic words came true 1,000 times more. And after this, January 1996, Lord Jesus, He was visiting me with His visible presence. And He visited me for 10 times to tell me how He going to use and all the things, His plans. And He was telling me about it. It's in the book. But He didn't tell me He going to take me to heaven. So after 10 times, February 1996, He began to take me to heaven with my transformed body, like His spirit body, my body. Each time before He took me to heaven, He brought me to the beach, altar beach. The very first time before He took me to heaven, He took me to one side of a beach. He showed me small body of water, crystal clear. Then He showed me huge, shiny tunnel. So after that, He took me to heaven.
After going through the tunnel, Chu writes, "The Lord and I walked along the road that came down from the top of the hill. Eventually, we reached a huge white gate that stood in front of a large white building. We walked through the gate and proceeded towards the white building. We entered and walked down a long corridor that led to a very large room, which we entered. As I looked down, I realized for the first time that I was wearing a different robe than I had on the beach, and I could feel something heavy was resting on my head. I reached up and discovered a beautiful crown had been placed there, without my realizing it. Then I looked directly at the Lord. He was sitting on a throne, and He wore a radiant gown and a golden crown. Others were there with me, kneeling on the floor and prostrating themselves before Him. The walls of the room were made of large, shiny stones that glowed, and the multicolored rocks provided an effect that made the room seem warm and happy, as well as mysterious. Then, just as quickly as I had been transported up the mountain and into the white building, I found myself on the beach again.
Very first time, He only showed me His throne room. Then after that, we came down from heaven, and we were sitting on the sand on Altar Beach. And then He began to talk. He said, "We just went to Kingdom of Heaven. The only one will come there are obedient and pure-hearted." And He said, "Preaching gospel, it's very important." And He waited for a while. He said, "Those who don't tithe, they are disobedient Christians." That was the last word He said, the first trip.
Chu went on to visit heaven 16 more times. In each of these visits, she writes, "In my transformed body, I walked with the Lord on the beach, and then He escorted me to heaven. We walked through the pearly gates and went to the white building to change our clothing. After changing, we walked across the golden bridge. It all was becoming so natural to me." Each believer, I'm sure, will go through the same procedure when he or she goes to heaven.
After that, He took me to heaven 16 more times. Each time He took me there, He showed me different things. And when He showed me special things, always He was saying that, "I prepared this for my children. I know what they like." Like when He showed me beach, "You see, daughter, how beautiful this beach is. I know my children like this beach." And when He took me to fishing, "I know my children like fishing. That's why I prepared so many things what they like." And I realized in heaven is a thousand times beautiful than on earth, but a lot of things like on earth, like roads, buildings, trees, bushes, rocks, flowers, rough places outside the kingdom. It's just so many things there, but they are a thousand times beautiful than unearthly things. Just beautiful. The beauty of heaven is indescribable. And I can't even describe how beautiful they are. Just beautiful. And I realized how much Jesus loves each and every one of us. The way He talked to me was saying that, "You see how much I love my children. And I did all this thing for my children." That's why He took me there to show what He prepared for His children. So let each and every one of them know what heaven is waiting for us. So before He comes, He wants all the Christians to know these things, so they can be excited, go there. That's why I believe He showed me these things. He doesn't tell me everything, you know, thoroughly. He just showed me some certain things, just say very few words, necessary words He tells me. This loving God He is. Praise the Lord.
Besides experiencing heaven, Chu was also shown hell twice. On this, she writes, "I could see fumes of dark smoke rising from a deep pit. It was like the crater of a volcano, and inside I could see flames scorching a multitude of people who were screaming and crying in the kind of agony that only the severely burned truly knew. The people were naked, without hair, and standing close to one another, moving like worms, and the flames were scorching their bodies. There was no escape from those who were captured in the pit. Its walls were too deep for them to climb, and the hot coals of fire were all around the edges. Even though the Lord did not tell me this, I knew I was standing at the brink of hell.
In heaven, whatever He showed me, it was such exciting things and awesome things. But next, He showed me hell. He took me to hell. The first thing I seen, inside was all fire, but it was deep, dark, endless hole. People were naked, no hair. They didn't have no hair, they didn't have no clothes, and all naked body. They were standing so close to each other. Seems like they were pushing each other against them, because they wanted to get away from fire. Each time they move, the fire followed them, back and forth, back and forth. Just whole place was fire. These people were standing so close to each other. They looked so pain and sad. And I couldn't help crying so much for them. Then He took it there a second time, and I saw same people again. Then I heard the voices, and I looked at the directions. So many Orientals there. And this one lady, she was waving at me, saying, "So hot, so hot." I looked at her, and our eyes meet each other. That was my mother. When I realized it was my mother, my heart dropped. And I began to cry. I have never felt such pain. Just pain. So pain. I didn't know what to do. And she kept saying, "Hot, hot," and she was waving at me. And the way I seen it, she wanted me to come down and help her. Then I looked at other people. There was my dad, my stepmother, my young nephew. He died very young, and two friends that I knew. Oh, that was such pain for memory. And I keep crying, crying, crying. And Lord, Jesus told me, "Dora, I have a good reason to show you this. But I am hurting more than you are." And I told Him, "Lord, my mother, she died young. She has been sick for a very long time. I don't think she was a bad person." He said, "No matter how good people they are, whoever don't know me, that's the only place to go." But in my heart saying, "Why you are showing me this to hurt me this way?" I thought about that, but I could have never angry at Him. I couldn't see His face, but I could tell He was crying with me. I just felt that. And He looked so sad. Then He touched my head, took my hand. We walked out there, and I was crying the whole time we were walking. Well, in the book explained the very details. So then next visiting, He showed me another sad thing, it was aborted baby. He took me to this one place. There was a huge building. It looked like a warehouse. When we walked in, all I see was babies. Tiny, tiny naked babies. And they were lying side by side. And then I began to cry. Lord, why is so many babies? He said, they are aborted babies. I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, if their mother be saved and they come to heaven, they will have their baby back.
On her 17th trip to heaven, Jesus told Chu that this would be her last trip there. On this, she writes, his words stirred me deeply. My heart actually ached with the love for my Lord. He stood up, and I knew it was time for us to leave. I continued to cry, but my heart was reassured with the knowledge that I would be with the Lord forever, and that He would always be with me on earth. At the dressing room, an angel of the Lord embraced me. It was so exhilarating to be in a place where so much love, compassion, and understanding were always present. As I changed my clothing, I surmised that both Abraham and the angel knew this would be my last trip to heaven. As I walked out of the changing room, the angel hugged me once more. This angel had blonde hair, flowing white robes, and a face that was tender and warm. The angel smiled at me as I walked towards the Lord.
When the Lord Jesus took me to heaven 17th time, He showed me clouds. And that was the end of my visitation in heaven. The Lord Jesus told me, this is the last time you are here. I will not bring you here until last day. I just felt I knew this. That was the last day. And I began to cry because I didn't want to live there. I was holding his arm. I said, Lord, please don't let me go. I don't want to go because I want to come here over and over. It was very, very sad for me that I couldn't go there anymore because each time I went with him in heaven, I saw sad things, but joy, peace, I can never explain. Never can explain the joy, peace I had with him. Even sad, I still had the joy, peace. So much love. I cried many days for that.